story somewhere we could make an interesting thing again, cartoon, about some, let's say we had, you know, a few hundred years ago or a thousand years ago, whatever, some sages, some wise people sitting in a, outside the village, living in their little huts under their tree, or extremely simple, right? And we're in temples, which are also very simple, and someone builds a bigger one. But in that area, things are very, very simple. And they write, they get these insights, these realizations, these mystical experiences there when they perform, you know, when they engage in yoga, bhakti yoga. They have their altars, they have their harinam. They do their bhajan, their seva. And of course, some of those because this works, they eventually reach stages of extreme enlightenment and happiness and joy and wisdom and mercy, and they're simply pure devotees, which is not a position, it's when you are there. Bhava, prema. And we should all go there. That's how they teach. So they write a story. They have understood something, that it's been revealed. Krishna, Radha Krishna, their lordships have, by their mercy, by the mercy of Baladev, Gurudev, revealed something more, even filling in the last seemingly missing portion of that which has turned into religions on this earth, but which is so much bigger, so much more wonderful. It's about living in love with God and each other. So, but here these rasas, this deep insights into a relationship with God have started to unveil, if you say so. So then they write a story. Well, it's based on, of course, it's characters of Narnia stories, on people they know, people the author met, friends, but it's also about God appearing here among us. To help us in this time and age. God's son or whatever, or daughter. So anyway, it's a beautiful story. allegorical in a way, but at the same time, true. Because although, as stories generally are, it's made up of characters that the author created for carrying the story and giving it life and bringing the meaning across. Yeah. Those characters are, of course, based on divine characters, God, Goddess. God's friends and the residents of the Kingdom of God. So yeah, beautiful, beautiful story that really brings the message across about our relationship to God. How beautiful it is and how simple it is. To just wake up and return to it. And how especially simple it now got with these new teachers. So, yeah, and then some 100 years later, well, we can show that in our story. This is for, again, cartoonish stuff. And it should be very short. I'm just tired, so I'm talking too long. But also want to convey the idea and meaning and message of this little animation, or whatever it is. And sometime later, maybe today in modern times, there remain followers of this tradition, reading these books and or going to those places or that place where it all started, and that great incarnation or prophet, divine, well, God-like person appeared, which is really the place where those authors lived, and that those people who were friends and together, or one of them wrote this story, embedding in it the wisdom that all of those had together. And of course, the wisest of them became the avatar or the prophet or whatever title in that story. But now people, they argue about whether the characters in this story, in this book, the holy book, actually are historical figures or not. Was actually God walking on this planet then and there? Was actually God's son or whatever, someone from the Kingdom of God there, divine person present here, there, and then, and so on? Or are these allegorical stories written by the sages, the wisest, to convey, to tell us about the world beyond this and reality, and help us to wake up to it, and telling us that this world that you think is reality and that you want and demand things to have happened in order to be real, to be worth believing in, that is in itself the error. So don't worry about historical facts in the world of Maya. Rather, enjoy the beautiful windows into Vaikuntha Goloka reality that these stories are providing. So we can make something out of this, maybe a little cartoon, as I said, but I don't know how, but I just give the basic idea, little funny thing there, how things can be seen from different perspectives, but also how religions tend to develop. So make it a little jokey, maybe.